Amen. Real quick, as Jenny mentioned, we're starting sign-ups for this Undignified Faith Conference, and this thing is turning into something amazing. Sign-ups have been on Facebook right now. We have an event page. If you can do that, that would be great. If you aren't able to,
you can
do Eventbrite directly. And if that's still too much, one of us can help you and walk you through it. Just see us and we'll make sure you register. There's no fee, but we just need a good head count of who's going to be coming to this conference. It's going to be an awesome time. So, we've been doing this series on praying with power, declaring and decreeing, and we did praying with authority. And what we learned is in order to pray with power, we have to recognize the authority that we pray in. We realize three important things: that we have authority because Jesus gave us his authority. It's whose authority. And the third thing is the weight of that authority. And I've said each week, you know, it's kind of like you have a supervisor and the CEO. Supervisor can give you some authority, but the weight of his authority is no match to when the CEO says you're in charge of that. Then you've got full authority, greater authority. So recognizing the weight of the authority that we have in God when we pray in faith, that's what Jesus gave us. And then last week we talked about the power and how we pray, how we declare, how Jesus did it. And if you missed any of those, you can listen to them on Facebook. And as I was preparing this week, I was going to talk about declaring, but the Lord said, you're not done with praying with power. There's something that connects them all. And from day one, we talked about the concept of sonship, how that's an underlying theme in this. Remember, we're in our Father's business, right? This is his business. The kingdom is his business. I take his business when I go to work. I go as his ambassador in his authority, in his power, and I claim my workplace for the kingdom of God. Because I carry his presence. His spirit lives in me, right? My body's a temple of the Holy Spirit. So we're in our Father's business. At home, our home, just like Joshua, as for me and my house, we will worship the Lord. What we do in our home is the Father's kingdom business. What we do in our neighborhood is the Father's kingdom business. There's no gray area here. We give it all to God or we don't. Excuse me. So when we think about that, we need to realize, again, the position. So I'm calling this praying with power, the position. Praying with power, the authority, the power, and we want to talk about the position we have. We want to get a clear understanding about this. And I want us to turn to Galatians 4:4-7. It's not going to be on PowerPoint because God gave me this so late that I didn't get a chance to send it. So you have to open up your Bibles today. And there's a Bible in front of you. It might read a little bit different, but the main point is there. Galatians 4:4-7. And that's where we're going to hang on. And today it's going to be a little short. So I'm sure many of you are going to be happy about that, but that's okay. Because we want to just get to what God wants to do here. Chapter 4, verses 4-7. If you have iPads or tablets or phones, you can get the put it on Bible app. Just wait till everybody gets it. Galatians 4:4-7. Okay. I'm reading from the New King James, so it might sound a little different than your translation. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who are under the law, that we might receive adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God sent forth his Spirit, the Spirit of his Son, into your hearts, crying out, Abba, Father. Therefore, you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. Okay, let's get something clear first and foremost. A lot of people love to say we're all children of God. God loves us all because we're all his children. Yes and no. God loves us all. Yes. That's why he sent his only begotten son, that whoever receives him shall have eternal life. That's what God did, because he loves us all. But we are not all his children. We are all his creation. But we are not his children. The Bible identifies clearly, and one out of many scriptures, John 1, 12 and 13 says, but as many as received him, to them he gave the right. Let me say that again. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God. Even to those who believe in his name. What is that clearly saying? That we are adopted as his sons and daughters into his family. He is our father. We are adopted through his son by receiving his son. Those that don't receive Jesus as their Savior cannot be called, according to the word of God, children of God. They are creation of God. And that's really important to get grounded in that, because that's where our inheritance comes from. Our inheritance and our blessings and our position and our authority and the power we have in that authority to do the things God's called us to do come from the fact that we are within his family. We are family members. So unless one is saved and knows Jesus as their Savior, they cannot be called a son or daughter of God. Therefore, they have no legal right, in spiritual sense, no legal right to an inheritance. Yeah. Wow. When we talk about how Scripture says every spiritual blessing under heaven is available to us in Christ Jesus, that's for his sons and daughters. Those who are adopted into his kingdom. Those who said yes to him. And all you have to do is say yes to Jesus. That's it. But here's the cool thing. This is the part that's really blowing my mind this week that the Holy Spirit's been speaking to me about. Let's look at that verse 7 of Galatians 4. And because you are sons, God sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your heart, crying out, Abba, Father. Now, what does that mean? Think everyday situation. I am a parent. I decide to adopt a child. I adopt the child. But my relationship with this child, is it going to be intimate from day one? Am I going to know the depth of this child's heart? Is that child going to have that much intimacy with me to say, Dad, I love you? Time and relationship does that. It builds that bond. Time in relationship that builds trust and intimacy in that relationship will allow the child to fully embrace their role as a son or daughter to me. It takes that. But listen what the Word of God says when it comes to our relationship with God. There, because God has sent forth his Spirit, the Spirit of his Son, into your hearts, crying out, Abba, Father. So, I am a child in a home. I am a child of God because I'm adopted. I've accepted him in my heart. But what's going to now connect me to everything that he is? See, Jesus said, I only do what I see the Father doing, and I only speak what I see the Father speak. And we've talked throughout this series and many, many times. Our role is not to do what we want, but in our intimate relationship with the Heavenly Father, to hear, see, know, as Jesus did, what God has already established in heaven and make it real on earth. That comes through words of knowledge, through prophecy, through just praying and listening to His voice, listening to that still small voice. It comes through your relationship, through reading His word, spending time with Him. But what does the Holy Spirit do in this right now? Listen, look what it said. Jesus sent His Spirit, the Spirit of His Son, into your hearts, crying out, Abba, Father. It's His Spirit that works through us, that allows us to realize that's our dad. That Holy Spirit becomes the bridge to intimacy with God. So if we can accept Christ as our Savior today and be a son or daughter of the living King, an heir to the throne, co-heir with Christ to the heavenly kingdom today. But what's going to get me out of my bedroom and into the living room where I'm hanging out with my dad, my papa, my Abba father, my daddy, what's going to get me to hang out with him is the Holy Spirit that's going to connect our hearts. I can't cry out to him, Abba Father, because I don't recognize him as Abba Father. The Holy Spirit connects my heart to his heart in intimacy. I can only know the Father's heart intimately because His Spirit has been given to me. Jesus knew the intimate heart of His Father. And that same Spirit He gave us so we can be intimate with the Father. So we can walk around and be Christians and be saved and be super happy. Or think we are. But you know what? If we want an intimate relationship with the heart of God, I need to submit my heart to the Holy Spirit. I need to make a choice to receive the Holy Spirit and to help let Him lead me from the upstairs bedroom to hang out in the living room where my dad is. Or, you know, allow me to open the door where my dad's been knocking on my bedroom door all along, to come in and spend time with me. See, our desire is that every one of us have an intimate relationship with the heart of their Father. Isn't that so important? And unfortunately, many of us, our fathers have not been that great. They might have been wonderful men. Maybe not. But they're not perfect. I love my dad to death, and I was so emotionally blessed and honored that he was in service and came to visit us last week. But I've had to work through some father wounds. You know, because no man is perfect. And I pray God allows me to be the very best father I can be to my daughter. But I know I'm not Jesus. I know I'm not perfect. And I pray that in spite of me, Jesus, His Spirit in her is going to help her to overcome everything. In spite of my humanity and flesh. Because it's only through Him we are healed. Only through Him the Holy Spirit heals these wounds so we can have intimacy with Him. I know this kind of sounds like a Father's Day message, but it's not. Because see, it's within that intimacy and relationship that we begin to have access to what He has for us. If I'm hiding out in my room all the time, I'm not going into the place where God has all these things for me, where I can move in His gifts, where I can move in His fruit, where every spiritual blessing is available to me, where I can learn to be an overcomer as the Word of God says. I'm staying away from Him instead of running to Him. And a lot of times, I think the freedom carry, you know, was given, that word, has to do with that, that part of our lack of freedom is what we feel in the natural has hindered us from being completely exposed and exposing ourselves intimately with the heart of God. I mean, I had to do a lot of soul searching this week when I read this scripture. And let me tell you, every day this week, this is the scripture I just kept going to. Just kept going to, because I was just blown away and just asking the Lord, I want to go deeper with you, but wow, it's your spirit that would draws me closer to you. I can't call you daddy if your spirit isn't within me, working on me, healing my wounds on the inside. Healing the scars even that are there. I need you, Holy Spirit, because I want to be able to cry, Abba, Father. God, I just want to love you with everything that I am. Sold out to you. I want to walk only where you want me to walk, to speak only how you want me to speak, to think the way you think. Now, am I going to be perfect in that? No. But I want to be able to do the very best I can to stay as close to that as possible. But I can only do that if I know where you set to walk. If I know what you said to speak, if I know what your thoughts are. And the only way to do that is to be intimate with you. And the only way to be intimate is through a connection of the Holy Spirit from my heart, my thoughts, to yours that Jesus has given us. And this connection only comes through Christ. That's why we have to be sons and daughters first, in receiving Christ as our Savior, but then be willing to let Him do the rest. I never liked the statement, you know, make Jesus Christ Lord and Savior of your life. It's the other way around. Make Him your Savior and then grow to submit and make Him Lord of everything. It is that process, yeah. It's intimacy, and it only comes through the Holy Spirit. And I feel like today, many of us in this room, again, I'm speaking and spoken to myself, and the Holy Spirit has spoken to me all week long about this. I've been blown away by this. I consumed even to the point by this. And I see the connection with what we're doing. The closer I am to the heart of my dad, the closer and the more I know how he wants his family business run. And the closer that I am to the heart of my dad, the more I am entrusted with, to work with. Instead of having authority over one area, he'll trust me with the second area and the third area. The more I am closer with him, the more I have that intimacy with him, where I know everything. I know what he eats for breakfast, what he eats for lunch. I know how many bites it takes for him to eat a steak. You know, every little thing, every little detail. Why? Because I'm running after his heart. And I want his spirit in me to show me. But it's got to be that hunger. That hunger. We received a word this morning in prayer about a craving for the more. A craving more of the things of God. It's that hunger to want more. I gotta want it. I have to choose to get out of my bedroom or at least open the door and let him come in and begin that. It's not a one-time thing either. It's a daily thing. It's a daily active relationship filled with his love. So I feel like today, this is what God wants to do. Any wounds, any issues, anything, and it doesn't have to be with a dad per se, any adult figure you looked up to, anyone, anybody could have hurt you. You can have a former pastor hurt you or a minister. You could have somebody you worked under said some things to you. One of the interns at my job I've been working with, so insecure, and when I did some supervision with her, we were able to walk down to the point that she was in a relationship where no matter what she did, her boyfriend would say it was wrong. And that bled into everything, where now even teaching a class, she's so insecure that she's looking for approval. Am I doing it right? Why? Because there's these wounds over here. God wants to heal those wounds, guys. This is His word. By His stripes we are healed. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom. Hang on to those today. And He wants to heal them. So I'm going to ask if Jacob, if you can come back up. And I feel like just want to, where you are, nobody has to get up yet or anything like that. If you just lead us in just some kind of intimate worship right now. And this is now your time with your dad. Some of us need to just cry out, Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. I need you. I need you. I need you. I need you to touch my heart. I want to be able to call you dad, but I'm afraid to call you dad, Father, because anyone who I looked up to before, whatever position, have hurt me or have done something to wound me, made me feel like a piece of crap, make me feel like garbage, that I'm useless, that I'm inadequate, insecure. So ask Him to take you to that place and ask right now, heal those wounds, because I really believe right now God wants to heal those wounds. And if you let Him, He will. This is your intimate time with the Holy Spirit right now. I'm not going to do anything. I'm going to get out of the way. I'm going to spend a few minutes. The altar's open if you want to come and kneel, symbolic of kneeling at the feet of Jesus, crying out to Him. If you want to just get on your knees where you are, stay where you are, it does not matter. This is your intimate time with the Holy Spirit. But if you've never accepted Christ, this is where it begins today. It has to begin with that. I will be in that corner over there by the drums. If you've never accepted Christ, let's begin there. And I want you to come down at that point if you want to accept Christ for the first time ever in your life. And I'll pray with you and then release you to get with the Holy Spirit. But beyond that, this is your time to be intimate with the Holy Spirit and let Him minister to you for a few minutes.